A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourself and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. When we see the little bud or leaf on the fig tree, we know that summer is near. And there are other signs of nature that alert us to further developments, which happen very slowly and surely. But can we track when we are getting nearer to God in our spiritual life? What are the signs of that experience? Many of us continue to go to Mass every Sunday and say our usual prayers, but have no spiritual experience to speak of, no interaction with the divine. Is that all there is, we might ask? The truth of the matter is that God does speak to us all in prayer, not just to the saints and mystics. Saint Teresa of Avila was a firm believer that all people can have the mystical experiences that saints have. And in order to do so, one must understand about the stages of prayer, how one type of prayer leads to another, and the signs that God gives in that process. A good spiritual director can help us, especially one knowledgeable about contemplation per se, a wordless form of prayer. Thomas Dubé, author of Fire Within, explains that St. Teresa of Avila believed firmly in this and gave many reasons why we should try to understand and recognize the process of prayer and spirituality. One, for example, is if we don't understand how it works, we may unknowingly put up roadblocks. In conjunction with prayer, St. Teresa emphasizes the constant practice of the virtues. She is very specific, and as in all good truths, Roman Catholic truths, the magic number is three. Specifically, she mentions, number one, love of neighbor. Number two, detachment from all that is not God. And three, a genuine humility. This is backed up by Scripture. She considers humility the principal virtue. Regarding prayer, per se, she explains that prayer is initially discursive, like reciting the Lord's Prayer or praying the Rosary. However, there comes a time when we may be drawn by grace to contemplation, a wordless form of prayer, a deeper place. This grace is given, not earned. However, this deepening happens as our practice of the virtues matures. At this point, we may see a little bud or leaf on the fig tree. And that tells us that summer is near.